Hello, everybody. This is Barack Obama. It is March 22nd, 2007. I haven't been on a podcast for a while. I've been a little busy doing some other things around the country, but I'm glad to be back, and I want to talk to you guys today about a visit that I've made to Walter Reed. As I think most of you know, it's the primary Army medical center in the country, where our troops are cared for when they've been injured in the field. I have been there before to visit troops who've been wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's always a bittersweet kind of visit. On the one hand, you are astonished when you go to Walter Reed Hospital to see the courage and the bravery, the extraordinary willpower of these young men and women who've been hurt. Some of them are amputees, others may be severely disabled, and yet all of them still proud of the service that they've rendered their country. Many of them eager to get back in the field or at least continue to serve in the military if they're physically able. Their optimism and their love of country makes you proud. And it's hard not to come away from there feeling as if we are extraordinarily fortunate to have such young men and women willing to serve their country. On the other hand, it's also heartbreaking because you're seeing 19 and 20-year-olds who have suffered wounds that they're going to be dealing with for the rest of their lives. And oftentimes, as you talk to these extraordinary young men and women, in the back of your mind, you also think about the fact that all too often, after they leave the hospital, they may not get the kind of treatment and care and support and love that they deserve from their country. Indeed, what prompted this latest visit of mine to Walter Reed was discovering that although the hospital and the medical teams that provide direct care to our returning soldiers continues to be outstanding, we have an extraordinarily shameful situation when it comes to how we're treating outpatients at Walter Reed. A scathing report by the Washington Post at the end of February showed that outpatient care was horrendous, that we had some of the same sorts of soldiers that I had met with during my previous visits, now in outpatient facilities that were molding, that were run down, that had rat droppings and cockroaches, that in fact they were not getting consistent counseling, advice, support, that many of their families felt themselves abandoned. All of this happening at a time when we're supposed to be celebrating our returning heroes. Much of the country is now familiar with this scandal. After some hemming and hawing and attempts to pass the buck, the Army has now focused on improving the physical facilities at Walter Reed. That was reflected during my visit. But this points to a larger problem that we have, and that is that there should be a sacred trust between this country and those who serve it. Now, that trust begins the moment a service member signs on. If they put on a uniform and serve this country, then a grateful nation is going to train them and equip them, and an honorable nation is going to make sure that when they come home that they're properly taken care of. That's a sacred trust. Unfortunately, during the course of this war in Iraq and Afghanistan, all too often we've been betraying this trust. We continue to have stories of veterans who are not able to get the disability payments that they deserve because of bureaucracy and red tape. The homeless rate for veterans is 7 times higher than for non-veterans. We have veterans who are wandering the streets searching dumpsters for food. We have not adequately prepared for the post-traumatic stress disorder that many of our young men and women suffer when they come home. If post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD is caught early, then people can successfully transition back into civilian life. If it's not caught early, if counseling is not provided, treatment is not provided, then people can have long-term psychological problems, and consistently, the VA has not adequately prepared to make sure that all the counselors and caseworkers are there to provide those kinds of services. We continue to hear stories about veterans who have difficulty just getting their basic medical records transferred from military hospitals to the Veterans Affairs system so that they can start getting their disability payments right away. What we see consistently across the board is a Veterans Affairs system that is creaky, that is bureaucratic, and that is not designed to serve the veterans of America the way they deserve to be treated. Now, most of you know that I opposed this war in Iraq from the start and have been a frequent critic of the administration's policies there. But whether you opposed the war or supported the war, whatever your position on the administration's policies, all of us should be absolutely united in making sure that we fix these problems in our military hospitals and we fix our problems with respect to the Veterans Administration system. That's why I've introduced a bipartisan bill called the Dignity for Wounded Warriors Act. The bill would fix the problems at Walter Reed and improve care at our military hospitals and facilities. It would fix deplorable conditions at outpatients, residence facilities by setting high standards and increasing accountability. It would also require that the Inspector General inspect facilities twice a year and report conditions to high-level officials and the public. It would streamline the ways that physical disabilities are evaluated so that injured soldiers and their families aren't facing a mountain of paperwork and bureaucracy. It would increase the number of caseworkers that were available to recovering service members. And it provides important new support for family members who often have to endure economic and emotional hardship to accompany their loved ones through the recovery process. We already have a significant number of supporters of this legislation. Democratic leadership has adopted many of these ideas in a separate piece of legislation that's been introduced. My hope is that before the end of this session, on both the House and the Senate side, we get a bill passed that's signed into law by the president that makes sure that the kinds of scandals we've seen at Walter Reed don't happen again. And more than that, I hope that all of us as a country don't simply celebrate our soldiers in the abstract, don't just put up yellow ribbons and salute them on Veterans Day, that every day we're providing them the kind of care and support that they deserve, that we're honoring them through our acts and our resources and not just through words. I appreciate all of you listening. Look forward to talking to you guys next week. Bye-bye.